Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, so it's time for Dumb Debates.
Dumb Debates.
Quentin brought up a good point during the break that we're going to have to get to here in a second when it comes to what we call dumb dogs.
Yes.
Do you have my favorite quote ever? Ready?
Hello, Florida.
Not that one. I switched the F around. I'm sorry. when we were doing the Florida or Australia.
Feral crotch goblins.
There it is. Feral crotch goblins.
What'd you say, Quentin?
I said we need one for dogs because, like, we get a lot of dumb dog stories on the show a lot, so we need one for dumb dogs. So, you know, plus in Kansas City, the collective mind is better at coming up with that than us three.
Yeah.
Collective mind in quotes, yeah.
You want to text that in, we have...
Feral crotch goblins.
For children, what would be a good, funny...
We love them, yeah. But also dumb.
Yeah. For dogs. All right, so today the dumb debate is this. It's an email from a listener who says, I need a ruling on this. My friend takes her dog everywhere, not just patios, not just parks, but indoor bars, even clubs. If she's going out for drinks, the dog is coming too. Everyone acts like it's normal and just fusses over the dog. Meanwhile, I'm standing there thinking this is a loud, crowded place full of drunk people and broken glass, and somehow... it is now a dog park. So for dumb debates, is bringing your dog into bars and clubs just basically their family? Get over it. Or should you leave the dog at home? I also asked them, like, what kind of dog this was. They said they don't know breed. So
okay.
Something you have in common with them.
Yeah, I don't know
they just
either.
Said it's small, white, and ugly.
Okay.
Speaking of...
Yeah.
Anyway, so where are you at on this, everybody?
So I will admit that my opinion on where dogs should be allowed has shifted a little bit since I started having some of my own at home that I take out and about a little bit. Here's what I'll say about that. If it is a dog-friendly bar, that's fine. We have some in Kansas City, especially some patios that are very dog-friendly. If it is a dog-friendly place, fine. Bring all your dogs because they know how to handle it and they have a special area for them. So if they pee, whatever, like they have water bowls, they're equipped for it. Otherwise, is there any dog that likes a busy, loud, crowded environment? No.
My dog would be going insane.
Most dogs would.
Like he would be out of his mind because he freaks out if a new person comes through the door.
Yes.
Now imagine new people coming in constantly and he gets protective of, well, especially Katie, but yeah. Protective of all of us. And he would be guarding the whole time. He would be. So it doesn't work for all dogs. I am a little bit hung up on their analogy that, you know, that it's like family. I don't think it's like bringing a toddler to places.
No,
I don't think it's
I don't think your toddler belongs in a club either.
No, but I think that if I think that for a good reason, bringing a dog to a bar is not as bad as bringing a baby to a bar.
Well, also, the dog can stay home alone.
That's true.
For quite a while. And your toddler can't.
Well, yeah, but if you have a toddler, you probably need to give up going to the bar for a couple of years. I mean, you know, I did.
You can get a babysitter at least.
We had a newborn. I guess.
But the dog can stay home by himself.
Yeah, the dog can stay home by himself.
You know.
So you don't need to bring him everywhere.
No.
913-586-7798. You can just text in on this. Where are you at on people bringing their dogs everywhere? And where have you seen them that you're like, who brings a dog to a place like
grocery
this?
Grocery store. I don't understand. There are some places, and having done Dogs Day Out with Casey Pet Project, I will ask them sometimes, before I was willing to bring a dog in my house, now it doesn't matter, but before that, it'd be raining, and I'd say, where can I take a dog inside that is acceptable? And what I've learned is that home improvement stores are fine, like that's a dog-friendly place, and there are a couple other places like that. They're escaping me, but home improvement stores, anywhere that sells sporting goods is generally going to be friendly to that, or pet stores or pet supply
places
stores
with, places with concrete floors,
yes, like that are easy
that's
to clean.
Why I feel like Home Depot and Lowe's,
yes,
even Menards to an extent,
yeah,
are fine for that, because it's not even linoleum, it's a concrete floor,
right?
They don't have an expectation that it needs to be cleaned and waxed and everything like that. But I've seen people taking their dogs into like Hallmark and places with carpeting and restaurants. I've seen people with dogs at restaurants. I'm like, what? Are you torturing the poor thing?
Yeah.
Like, why are you forcing him to sit here and watch all these people eat around him?
And I've been in a situation, especially with Eclair, with a foster that I had for 2 months, because she was just so great. And I just want to be with her all the time. And I would have errands to run. And I would think, oh, I'm going to take her with me. I'll take her with me on these errands because I don't want her to stay at home. I want her with me. And she does great in the car. And then I would get there and then think, oh, well, I don't want to leave her in the car.
Yeah.
And I'm not taking her in. Leave the dog at home. Just leave the dog at home. Don't take the dog with you.
Got a ton of texts on this from the text line. As someone who's obsessed with my dog, who's a pit bull, I often take her to Lowe's. We go through the drive-thru at other places.
That's fine. I do the drive-thru.
Dog-friendly patios. I know, like, at Katie's Bank, if somebody has a dog, I think they have treats that they send through the tube.
Oh, that's cool.
For them. Dog-friendly patios, farmers markets, etc. But I wouldn't take her to a sit-down restaurant or bar. She would be so anxious, and it's also unsanitary. I didn't even think about that aspect of it. You're bringing a dog in there. Also from the text line, I'm allergic to dogs and cats. Please don't bring your dogs to a club or bar that isn't dog friendly. And that's a good point too, because there's an expectation. If what was the name of the bar, the dog bar that
Barquet.
Closed? Barquet. There's an expectation if you go to a place like Barquet that obviously there's going to be dogs there, and if you have allergies, you shouldn't go.
Right. That's not a place for you.
But if you're going to Harry's or something, Pierpont's, should have an expectation that people aren't going to bring their dogs and your allergies are going to be fine.
And most restaurants, I mean, there are public health rules against that, unless it's an emotional support or service dog or something like that. But usually if it's a dog friendly patio, part of the reason it's dog friendly is because it's big enough that if you have allergies, you can get away from it.
Somebody said Menards actually says service animals, and no pets on the door.
It
says
really?
That you can't bring them in.
Okay.
I've seen people with pets in there, though.
So they don't enforce it.
Yeah, what are you going to do? What are you going to kick me and my dog out? Huh?
You're going to be that guy that kicks them out?
Yeah.
Right, can I ruin somebody's day?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. Sounds not one of ours.
Listener, I'm not talking to you. I'm sure when you bring your dog out, it's perfect.
Mm-hmm.
All right? I'm talking to the other person. All right. You bring your dog out in public, and you don't know how to control your dog on a leash, or your dog sucks.
Yeah.
And they bark and they're loud and they're annoying and they're just all up in the way, and you're trying to shop and look for stuff and your dog is running around in circles, or for some god awful reason, either you or somebody else bought you that 30-foot leash and your dog is running seven aisles over.
Yeah, if you're taking them out and you have a leash longer than, I'm gonna say, 6 feet, then you are doing it wrong.
We gotta, hey, I know everybody didn't play baseball as a kid, but we gotta choke up on that bad boy, all right? We gotta shorten it up, okay? So I'm just telling you that you, listener, you're awesome and perfect in every way. Mm-hmm. That other person, you suck. Don't take your dog out in public because you can't control it. Or you think your dog is all fun and games, and you think it's funny when it's barking at other people. And
yeah. Oh, that's the worst, too. Yeah.
You're like, oh, he's just so nice. No, it's not.
No. Yeah.
You suck.
And the dog is just going to be stressed out, and that's not good for the dog. The dog doesn't love it as much as you think they do.
Is it weird that I'm thinking about this more from the perspective of the dog?
No, you should be.
Than I am.
You should
from
be thinking
people,
about the dog.
I care more about a dog
than yourself.
Than myself, because having owned a dog, I view them as kind of they're basically like a toddler.
Yeah,
they're,
it's a member of your family.
They're little babies, and yeah, I don't want them to be distressed. And if you take them somewhere where they could get in trouble. I also feel bad for them there.
Yeah.
Like, you're exposing them more in public to people, and they don't all behave.
No, and you don't have to bring them with you. They don't need to go. Again, they can stay home alone. Yeah. Claire was really fearful and really nervous, even around friends of mine that she'd met a couple of times. And so the only two times that I took her to a dog-friendly brewery was two places that I was really familiar with, that I knew the owners, that knew me. And I knew I went on a day where the patio would probably be empty, and I went at a time of day where it wasn't busy. I mean, you think about the dog and what is going to work for them.
We have some options for insulting names for dogs or insults of endearment, if you will. I'll wait for Quentin to finish the phone
calls. Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll wait for him to get them on hold. But I have some really funny options from the text line. I appreciate that, guys. I'm trying to think. I said originally that I'm envious because I just want, I wish I could take my dog places.
Because you said he doesn't.
And I can't. And Katie has said the next dog we get, she wants it to be smaller so she can take it with her.
Little chihuahua.
That ain't happening.
Purse dog.
And I wouldn't put up with that.
They only bark a little bit.
I was telling you during the break that the best kind of dog you can have is a big but chill and well-behaved dog. Mm-hmm. Because if you need them for home protection, guess what? They're there for that.
Yeah.
But also, they're not going to be annoying. They're not going to yap at you constantly.
Mm-hmm. They need some exercise, but not.
Yeah.
They don't need to run marathons.
You don't need to. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. They're not high energy, so they're not annoying. They're not going to be tearing the house apart.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. Get a Great Dane. From the text line.
I don't need the dog to be taller than me, but keep going.
You absolutely cannot control a dog from a retractable leash. I wish people would realize that. That's another that we should just do that someday as a topic. Dog myths, like things people or we should just ask when we have Wayside Waves in next time. What are some myths about dogs that people need to get right? Movie theaters from the text line. Movie theaters, no dogs in the movies, especially the barkers, high anxiety dogs who can't.
Who's bringing
a dog to the movie theater?
Whose dog is going to sit still for 2 hours?
Good Lord.
In a loud movie theater.
I feel like after the last Air Bud movie came out, we were done with this. You know,
did people take their dogs to see the Air Bud movie?
I do think that would be funny. Be like, hey,
look at the dog up there.
Could you need to start doing this now. All right. TikTok's getting ready to come out. We need you to start learning this.
No rule says a dog can't go into the movie theater. All right. Here are the options for the insult of endearment for dogs. We have feral crotch goblin for children.
Mm-hmm.
Feral crotch goblin.
Somebody texted floor goblins then.
I don't hate that.
I don't hate it. Bark gremlins. But of the ones we got, I narrowed it down to three. My favorite is fart rugs.
That's what else you got? What's your second favorite option?
There was like carpet wolves.
I like just gremlin.
I like bark gremlin.
Just calling it a gremlin.
Or
I think
just
that's
a gremlin.
Cute. Yeah.
Floor gremlin. I don't know. I feel like there needs to be something there.
A descriptor.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I would like alliteration.
Gobble gremlin.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Give me G words to go with gremlin.
Let's go to the phones real quick. Hi, is this Grover?
It is Grover.
Grover. Okay. Hi, Grover. How you doing?
Excellent. So my wife was a very avid person to go on First Fridays until that young lady got shot, and then she was very timid about going down there.
Okay.
We have had mastiffs forever, and so she decided that was going to be her security blanket. And nothing ever happened, but it was a 180-pound dog that would would not allow anything to happen to my wife. So it just depends on the atmosphere. And they went in and out of all sorts of different buildings, you know, different restaurants, whatever. But, you know, she just loved that dog, and the dog was hers, you know, and they just had a great time on First Fridays. So, I think there's a place. I'm not sure we're looking at it right. Mm. Small dogs, I'm not so sure, belong in anywhere.
But was the dog going into, like, art galleries at First Friday or just outside?
Absolutely. She went in, and, I mean, very, very well behaved.
What kind of dog was it?
She would, English Mastiff.
Oh,
she would sit right next to my... Sit, you know, she would immediately sit right next to my wife or lay down in any place that they would go in.
Yeah.
So, and then just, you know, she was just very, very, you know, accommodating for my wife to be able to see things that she wanted to see.
Well, that is Grover, thanks so much for the call. An English Mastiff is exactly the kind of dog I was talking about earlier, where it's like, that's a perfect dog.
So big.
They're like so 160 big. Pounds. Yeah. They weigh more than either of my children.
Yeah, and they slobber in the same weight.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I don't slobber that. A lot.
That's a big problem.
Yeah, nothing like getting dog slobber on the, you know, local Picasso.
All right. 913-586-7798. Just text in right now. Worst place that you saw somebody bring a dog. Mm-hmm. Where's the worst place you saw somebody bring a dog? What should be off limits for this? Have we settled on the name? Is it
I need
ground
something
gremlin?
With gremlin.
Ground gremlin. No?
Something. We're close.
We're getting there. Neutered gremlin.
I'll look through G words during the break.
We'll keep this going coming up on midday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contract. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We might have figured it out. We might have gotten the name.
For, because we have feral crotch goblins.
Feral crotch goblins.
For children. What did we come up with for dogs?
I think I like furry gremlin. I think you like fur gremlin.
Fur gremlin, yeah.
Fur gremlin.
It's like fur Elise. So.
Sort of like that.
It's Beethoven.
But like fur babies. People
fur
call baby. Them their fur yeah. babies, so and I like fur gremlin.
Fur gremlin. I like it. It's fur goblin? No, gremlin. Yeah.
I like gremlin.
Gremlin's good.
Fur goblin. No, I like gremlin.
We already have feral crotch goblin.
Yeah, because some of them kind of look like, I showed you a couple pictures of a couple that look like gremlins.
They do. So there we go.
Okay, so where do dogs not belong?
Where do dogs not belong, according to you
that
guys on the text line? Somebody said gassy garbage gremlin for the name. I like garbage gremlin.
I do too. I like garbage gremlin.
Because it's alliterative. I like that a lot.
Uh-huh.
And they do eat garbage if you let them. Dog in the grocery store are maybe, but please, for the love of God, don't put them in a shopping cart.
Don't bring them in a grocery store.
It depends on the size. I actually wouldn't mind them being in the grocery, in the shopping cart.
If it's cute.
If it's cute, but also, so it's not on the floor, so I don't have to worry about stepping on it.
Yeah,
or so running it over with my own cart. Or it's peeing on the floor or something like that. I mean, if you could, people make fun of purse dogs, but if you can actually fit a dog in your purse, fine.
Yeah.
Fine, keep it there.
Or like in a backpack.
Yeah.
Like it's cute when their little heads are sticking up out of backpacks.
I actually have seen that where people, like a guy will have like a full-grown dog in a backpack and it's adorable.
Especially traveling. Like you'll see that on airplanes a lot where they'll just have it in the backpack.
Let's see. Places not to bring a dog. Seen them at the doctor's office.
I was just thinking about that.
They should kick you out. If you bring
a tense situation for some people
into doctor's offices, also you have allergies. There should be an expectation that you're not going to have your allergies violated by going to the doctor's office.
Yeah, but for people that need them for emotion, I bet you have a higher percentage just for emotional support and service dogs.
And like a therapist or something?
In a doctor's, because so many people get nervous about going to the doctor.
Yeah.
I can see that being hard.
If anybody had to stab me with an EpiPen. I mean, having a doctor do it would be pretty nice.
I guess so. I've seen them at the gym. I like dogs, but I do not want...
Is your dog going on the treadmill? I mean, what are you doing with him? Is he doing the elliptical?
I mean, we talk about, you know, mice getting jacked.
For research.
Yeah,
that's
true. Yeah. I am confused by this. In the weight room at the gym, I like dogs, but I do not want to PR my deadlift by tripping over one.
What does it mean? What is PR?
PR, what is that?
Sam, what does PR my deadlift mean? Sam's out there. He's coming. Sam knows all this stuff.
I want to put this on the banned words
PR
list.
PR
my deadlift.
Well, it might be a good thing.
Yeah.
We don't know.
I don't care.
Hi, Sam.
I don't like it.
What is
personal record?
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
Personal record.
Personal record my deadlift. What was the other part with the dog? What is
my
your dog doing
by tripping
in the gym?
Over one.
Like, literally, what is your dog doing at the gym?
I don't. No,
because
you have to take them everywhere.
What are you doing?
I guess if it's an emotional support thing, I don't know.
Then you shouldn't be at the gym.
I don't know. Maybe, you know, I mean, if people can put sheets in the hot tub, maybe you and your little pit bull can hang out with you.
At the movie theater, the dog does not understand Dune in IMAX. It just hears 2 hours of explosions. Yeah, that's also like if you took them to a movie. I've never seen a dog in a movie theater.
I haven't either.
I've gone to lots of movies. I've never seen that, but apparently it's happening enough that multiple people are texting.
Is it more annoying for you to bring your corgi with you or for the guy next to you have to be on their phone the whole time?
That's a tough one.
The phone, because at least the corgi's probably going to be quiet and is cute
with
their furry little heart butts.
But again, you wouldn't bring your toddler.
Yes.
To a loud movie.
I've seen people do that.
You shouldn't bring your toddler to a loud movie.
Actually, this is an entirely different discussion. I'll snap it back in a second. The worst dog or baby I've ever seen somebody bring a dog or baby to, somebody brought their baby to see the movie A Quiet Place.
Oh, even I know that's bad.
Which is a horror
movie. It's a horror movie.
Based on being quiet.
I'm mean, it's literally in the title.
It's in the title. Mm-hmm. And they brought their baby, and the baby was whining and crying the whole time.
I bet.
And no, I left. Like, somebody got an usher. The usher was like, hey, I can't ask you to leave, but can you, like, try to keep your baby a little bit quiet? They're like, oh, okay, sure. No, they didn't kick him out. And Katie and I were there. We were like, that's it. I'm done. I'm out. Yeah. I can't do this anymore. In church.
I haven't been to church in a long time. I don't know if that's a normal thing.
Unless it's actually a service. I would love to see an altar boy dog, an altar dog. That sounds like a name of a band.
I was just thinking of like a golden retriever going into confession.
What would he be confessing? He's a good boy. Know. How
eating
dare you?
Too much, eating too many treats.
Yeah, yeah. Being too good of a boy.
You know,
puking in the corner and cleaning it up himself.
Him and the cat coming up with some sort of conspiracy,
some scheme.
The cat would treat the confessional like he'd want some cameras in there. Like no, get my good side. I'm gonna tell you some stuff. From that same text, Jesus loves animals, sure, but he'd probably be fine if they waited at home.
Again, is that a good environment for a dog?
No.
To be?
There are crying rooms. Could you take a dog into a crying room at a church?
There are crying rooms at churches?
Yeah.
I didn't.
Yeah, it's awesome. So people have babies.
Oh, for babies. Yeah. I was like, I thought if you get overwhelmed, I didn't know that. If you get overwhelmed in church, I'm like, why do you need a crying room?
It's just for people. Okay. Yeah, it's a soundproof room. It's glass, so you can still watch the mass and everything.
I mean, the dog isn't going to get anything out of the service. Mm. The dog, if it's Catholic church, the dog isn't going to kneel down with you every 5 seconds like you're supposed to. The singing might upset them.
They have souls too, you know? they need to be saved.
Dogs are Catholics.
Hey.
I'm just, that's
aren't
no,
we both
that's
Catholics?
The, yes, okay. That's the kind of church I know is the Catholic church.
Okay,
so
good.
So
and,
much kneeling.
And it's to be decided on both of those. all right. So there we go.
Did we settle this one?
Garbage. Garbage goblins or garbage gremlins for the dog name.
A fur gremlin. I'm going with
fur gremlin. Also, you can take your dog to some places, but you cannot take your dog to all places. And we just listed off a bunch of places you shouldn't do it.
If they don't have a water bowl for the dog that's out for the dog, your dog does not belong there.
If
it's dog friendly, they will have a water bowl out for the dog.
All right. Coming up, a California town has banned all tobacco sales. All products, deliveries, even residential lease agreements do not allow tobacco in this town. I have a theory about vice.
About what?
Vice. I feel like as a society, we can only allow so many vices to be legal at once. So when you
hit the limit.
So when you legalize weed,
that
you have
to
take something else.
Gambling's legal now.
Gambling's legal.
Yeah, you're right. Drinking.
What are they going to be taking from us next? Mm-hmm. We'll talk about that on midday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contract. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
There's nothing left. We're not allowed to do anything anymore. We go to, this was at a newser.com, but there is a small town just north of San Francisco. This is in Marin County. And if you don't know Marin County, it's the county that's north of the Golden Gate Bridge. Take the Golden Gate Bridge north. It is also the wealthiest county in the country.
They fancy.
It's rich. Yeah, they have a lot of money. I don't know how to pronounce the name of this town. Tiburon. I would guess has voted unanimously to ban the sale of all tobacco and nicotine products within the Southern Marin County community, including cigarettes, cigars, and vaping devices. It also bars tobacco deliveries and goes further than similar bans in other California cities like Beverly Hills, where exemptions exist for hotels or cigar lounges. Those exemptions, there are zero exemptions to this.
Yeah.
It is the first community in the country to have a ban like this with absolutely no exemptions.
It's not just cigarettes and cigars. It's also any vaping, anything with nicotine in it.
Yes.
Pouches. I'm assuming chewing tobacco, all of that stuff.
Any form. Yeah. Chewing tobacco, same thing. Yeah. Anything that has any tobacco in it is out.
Real quick, as far as this ordinance, so it's just banning the sale. You can still smoke somewhere, I'm assuming, in Tiburon.
Let's see. That's
in your
a good
own
question.
Home, if you own the house, I'm assuming
it
they
is
can't
sales
stop you.
Ban. Yeah, because I'm on the original story. It is the strictest and most comprehensive tobacco and nicotine sales ban in the country. It was passed unanimously, which should tell you something. And like they said, you can't just go buy it in a store. You also cannot have it delivered to your house.
Yeah. And look, this is kind of a low risk moral victory here for them, right? I mean, it's California. It's San Francisco. It's one of the most liberal areas of the country. They get to say they took on big tobacco and vape products, and nobody's actually, because they don't have any place that's selling this stuff. So it would be like if we, I don't know, here it, if Overland Park went, you know what, surfing banned, right? Like, who's surfing here?
It also is not a big financial hit because of the percentage of people that smoke. The figure I have is that the percentage of people in Marin County, and this is countywide, not just this town, was 7.5% at the latest. Comparatively, the percentage of people who binge drink there is 23%. So you're not taking the sales tax hit as much as if you were to ban something else.
And it is interesting that something that is not touched by this at all, cannabis, alcohol, those are totally fine still.
Because those are
totally
legal.
They
make a lot of money off of those.
Because they make a lot of money off of those.
Absolutely.
So that this is my theory on vice, is that you cannot make something legal without making something illegal, and you should not make something illegal without making something else legal. That's why I feel like prohibition failed so miserably in this country when they just did alcohol. Like, should, okay, fine, you're going to ban alcohol, then let people have weed, let or something else. Something needs to fill that area. We just need something. We need bad habits. Like, I think there, we need something there to replace it.
I'm getting annoyed at this, quite frankly, because it's, you can just go to the next town. There's only 8,900 people that live in Tiburon or Tiburon. So you just go, they don't even have their own zip code. So you can just go to the next town over and buy it there.
I don't know. Have you ever heard the statistic? Because it's fascinating, that there are more DUIs in dry counties than there are in, I guess, wet counties.
No.
You know why that is?
Why?
It's because people who live in dry counties still want to drink.
Oh, so they go.
So they go to a bar the next county over and get drunk there and then drive back and get into a car accident in the dry county, which is right. So that, not that you're going to getting high on nicotine or whatever, but you're just going to go to the next city over and get it there until they all decide to do this. It doesn't change anything.
Your biggest problem, and the reason you don't have to worry about it as much, is it's not like Tiburon is overwhelmed with tourists either because it's too small. That would be my only concern, would be, is are tourists going to get upset that they can't buy their cigarettes and stuff here? They'll just buy them somewhere else. They'll just buy them at the next gas station up the street. That was the only group, by the way, that opposed this. There was only one group that wrote in opposing the ordinance, the California Fuels and Convenience Alliance, which represents and advocates for small gas station and convenience store operators. They're not going to lose that much.
What if you're somebody who needs nicotine gum because you are trying to quit smoking and you live in Tiburon?
Buy it somewhere else.
Okay. You're just going to have to go to the next town over.
And the only thing you can't have it delivered to your house either.
Yeah.
That's the part that I would struggle with a little bit. Use something else to quit your smoking habit. I guess get a patch.
Yeah.
You know, get something that doesn't have nicotine in it.
I see. I'm caught on this too, because I also, when it comes to drugs in general, I have a pretty libertarian stance on that still, where I'm like, it's your body, your choice. If you are an adult and you're making that decision, then fine. Like, when they raised the age that you can buy cigarettes to 21, I was like, good, because that's older. You should be older when you're making that decision
and
to get
addicted.
It's bad
for your health, and it's us protecting you against yourself.
I don't care about like protecting people. If you want to hurt yourself, I don't really see why we should stop you. What I do have a problem with is the way it's profited off of and marketed, because when you market it towards kids, which vaping was, and obviously cigarettes were for years marketed towards kids, vaping was, that's one of the reasons they had no problem raising the age for tobacco to 21, is like, that's okay because we've got vapes. Like, all of the tobacco companies started investing in vapes years ago. So that's where I have a problem, though.
Yeah.
Yes, Quentin?
Yeah.
My biggest problem with smoking is the secondhand smoke that comes from it.
Yeah, that's fair.
If you're
hurting somebody else with
that. You're hurting somebody else who's not making that decision. When you go, when you're hanging out at your family and you're uncle drinks too many Coors Light and makes a comment that makes you very uncomfortable, you know, like, that's not going to cause you cancer.
What did he do?
Well, I don't, he said something that makes you very uncomfortable because we all have that uncle.
Hypothetical. It's a very specific.
We're doing therapy on the air again.
It was very specific hypothetical, though. That's all I'm saying.
But if you're same example, where if your uncle decides to smoke, like, that's going to at the Thanksgiving table.
Yeah.
Then that's going to affect bothering everybody around them.
You're right, because smoke isn't, and even vaping isn't something that you just keep controlled to yourself.
It's really weird to me because, you know, I grew up in a time where you can't smoke in bars or restaurants.
Yeah.
And I've been in, I think, one bar life where there was smoking in there.
So we have several. We have several suburbs, I guess I'll call them, here where you can still smoke inside.
I immediately was
it's bizarre.
I was like, this smells like a Marlboro Red Factory.
Raytown is one of them. Somebody correct me if I'm wrong. I believe it's one just on the edge of Kansas City. I told the story before. I went to Till Death. We had those guys at one time. Their funeral home is in Raytown. And I went to an Irish pub before an event there. Oh my God, I couldn't breathe.
It's weird.
It was a small place and I could not breathe.
I will tell you, when I was in bands in the early 2000s, when St. Louis passed the smoking ban for all clubs and restaurants, mm-hmm. and it was getting enforced, it became so much better
to
play like these crappy little punk clubs that I was playing, because I was suddenly not inhaling so much tobacco smoke and cigarette smoke when we were playing. I was like, it's so much easier to breathe up here. This is awesome.
I think it's one of those things, you don't know what you don't know.
Yeah.
Situations.
Yeah, exactly. I had no idea how much better it would be. In fact, at the time, I was like, this is wrong. If people would have smoked, let them smoke. It doesn't bother me.
And then you walk into a bar and it doesn't look like you're at a Halloween haunted house with the amount of fog.
Years ago, Katie and I were in Memphis and we decided to drive to Shiloh, Mississippi, to see the Civil War battlefield there. Or Shiloh, I think it's Tennessee, but it was on the Mississippi border. We went to a McDonald's in Mississippi. I could have just started there. We went to a McDonald's that happened to be in Mississippi, and we're sitting there like, do you smell smoke? We thought the place was on fire, and Katie's like, no, look behind you. There's a smoking section at this McDonald's.
Oh my gosh.
Now this was like 2008.
Yeah.
But still, it was like, that's
so
weird.
Why do we ever think that would do anything?
Yeah.
Having a smoking section.
Section in a restaurant is like when during COVID, when planes are like, oh, we'll recycle the air. You know,
we used to have smoking sections on airplanes.
It blows my mind.
You used to be able to smoke on airplanes, Quentin. It's incredible.
It was nuts.
That was something we
allowed. Relatively.
When
recently,
I was a kid,
in the 90s.
You could still do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, when I was flying in the early 90s, we still had ashtrays in the armrests of airplanes, which I can't even imagine now.
That's another thing, too, is with smoking gone most places, it's everything's so much cleaner. I had my college station, we had for like the first month I was there, we had this old board from the 80s. Mm-hmm. It was a college station. You wouldn't think that many people would be smoking. It was caked. In nicotine.
The back studio back there, it has some of the oldest equipment I think I've ever seen in my life. And you could see at one point it was supposed to be white, but it is yellow. And I think it is from, you know, the time where you, like, I can't imagine you two smoking while doing a radio station.
I can't either, but people used to do it.
That's crazy.
All the time.
Rush Limbaugh used to do it.
Yeah.
Art Bell, who is every picture of that guy, he used to do overnights at Coast to Coast.
I feel
AM.
Bad if I Love sneeze with my mic turned off. I can't imagine like hacking a lung up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go into a house sometime where somebody used to smoke indoors and look at the walls and then paint those walls, and you can't get over the difference of how smoke will stain. Nicotine will stain your walls.
913-586-7798. Some more coming up on Midday.
Tiburon, California, just north of San Francisco, is in the richest county in the country. Population 9,000. Doesn't even have its own zip code. Has decided to ban anything tobacco related, the sale of. They can't help it if you already have it.
With nicotine.
Or anything. Yes. Any kind of vaping products.
Like gum.
Chewing, anything like that. No more.
I find it weird and obviously hypocritical to draw the line at that if you're not going to also ban alcohol. And I'm not.
Yeah. If we're banning a legal thing.
I agree that nicotine is more addictive than alcohol, but alcohol is also incredibly destructive. And I'm certainly not in favor of banning it. I'm just saying it's weird to ban every type of nicotine product. If you want to ban smoking, fine. Mm-hmm. If you want to ban it, because as Quentin pointed out, and it's a great point, secondhand smoke, that hurts people.
Ban it in parks, then.
I have nothing to do with it. Yeah. But even like nicotine gum or chewing tobacco, where you're only hurting yourself and grossing everyone else out, those are banned. Alcohol is still legal.
Because they won't ban alcohol because it makes too much money.
Let me see.
It's too profitable. It's too
California. I would have looked up to see what liquor stores in Tiburon, California. There's five.
Makes perfect sense.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, the last time we tried to ban alcohol, it didn't go so well.
I know. Mm-hmm. I know. You know, though, Kansas had prohibition until like I think the 40s.
And we still have some dry counties.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
I'm not for it. I'm just saying be consistent.
There's a lot of places that have weird alcohol laws. Like,
yeah.
I've talked about how like in the Carolinas, you have to go to an ABC store. Mm-hmm. That's so annoying.
Some state, Pennsylvania is like that. Ugh. Yeah. Where you have state owned liquor stores.
New Hampshire
state owned.
Does.
Yeah.
And then when you go to the grocery store, you try and like buy alcohol, and then the people there look at you weird like you're an alien.
Go to Utah sometime, Quentin. Yeah. Go hang out in Utah sometime.
I don't think, you know what?
It's still the 1920s there. Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't think I want to hang out with the Utahians.
Oh, and then they have laws about you can't, they have breweries, but they have to sell food. And your food has to be brought to your to you before you can order a drink.
Massachusetts is like that too.
Really?
Yeah, you can't have a bar without a food aspect to it. And it can't just be chip. That's why I always had a problem with the show Cheers, which I love Cheers, mm-hmm. but you actually have to be serving food at a bar there. All right, coming up. It's a rough story, but we need to talk about it. An 18-year-old committed a very violent crime, a rape, and got treated like a little kid. Talk about that next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.